So you could imagine the champagne corks coming off in Trenton and Atlantic City now that the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled for New Jersey. Goodbye, the federal law prohibiting sports gambling, except in the grandfathered states such as Delaware. Now all 50 states, if they want to, can get into this area. Ryan Hutchins, New Jersey reporter, Politico.com, live from Jersey City. And what's some of the reaction, Ryan? As predicted, elation after years of this war?
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody from Governor Phil Murphy to former Governor Chris Christie to lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are absolutely thrilled by this ruling. They've been fighting for better part of a decade now to try to get to this point, and they think they're in position to get in on the ground floor of what could be a multi-billion dollar industry.
So how does New Jersey get into it quickly, I assume? They were preparing for it.
They were preparing for it right now. You know, in order to get to this point, the state had repealed its old rule, so it has basically no regulations in place. So the Monmouth Park racetrack, for example, already has a betting parlor set up, and they think they could be up and running in 2 weeks, and they're going to do that unless the governor or lawmakers tell them to slow down and wait.
Of course, we've heard about New Jersey's casinos, some of them in need of life support or worse. Does this resuscitate them, or no, it's a different kind of gambling?
It could be a big help. I mean, they're in a much better position than they were a few years ago. At one point, they had five casinos closed in about a year. Now they've got two opening up this summer. This could be a help for those that are still struggling.
What about realistically? I mean, Delaware had grandfathered status, but it was only for a very specific, narrow kind of game, parlays for football. So was Delaware really thought as a competitor?
It is, yeah. I mean, I spoke with an expert today who thinks they could be up and running pretty quickly. It just kind of depends how you interpret the law, right? So they could even need a constitutional amendment, but there's the potential for Delaware to move quickly. But it's not clear to me, and I think legal experts could debate.
Well, governor's office in Delaware says they're hoping that Racino's here could be ready as early as late June, just have to double-check with the attorney general's office and so on to make sure that no impediments are around that they didn't realize were there.
Right, I think it's just a legal question for Delaware, given that grandfathering in that took place with this 1992 law, you know, that ironically was pushed by a New Jersey senator, and then ultimately it was New Jersey that had...
Yeah, Bradley, and then we get back to the inherent conflict between practitioners of the sport who feel that this is somehow going to undermine sports legitimacy.
Right, they're worried about, you know, the integrity of their games. You know, some have come along. The NBA is now supportive, and Major League Baseball had become agnostic, waiting for this decision. They've both been working together to lobby in state houses to get regulatory frameworks passed that might even give them a piece of the money. So after years of fighting this, they're actually looking for some of the take.
All right. Well, I think I'm correct in my lead in saying champagne corks coming off in Trenton, Atlantic City,
Absolutely. Among
other places. Thank you so much there, Ryan Hutchins, New Jersey Politico. All the best.